Well, of course. We all know. And one of the most painful tyranny I've ever seen was to take a victim and greet his backside and put him over a growing bamboo shoot. Insert that little ways up his anus, fertilize it, grows very fast. And they say that is the most painful.
I've never seen that.
But they were doing that when you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Chinese referred to it. Another one, they had another one. I've never seen this one. What they call a thousand cuts. You could cut a person 1,000 times before he died. Cut him 1,000 different places. I've never seen that. I remember in Phung Phu, in Anhui province, and that was a province where the Chinese were really cruel. I was coming along the street there one day, coming from my work to my office, and there was a Chinese bandit had been executed right in the center of four blocks there in the center of the street. I looked at it, man. It was such a gruesome looking thing. I decided I'd take my Kodak down and take a picture. So I told my rickshaw crew to hurry along. As soon as I got home, I grabbed my Kodak and went back to the place. He was still there. And I got out and had the soldier guard me. I was staying there with him until he got ready to move him or something. So I asked him in the best Chinese I could, If I could take a picture of him. I had my Kodak. But the soldier had other ideas. He thought that Kodak was a little case where I carried my surgical instruments. And he was firmly convinced that what I wanted to do was to cut out this bandit's heart and eat it to make me brave.
I tried my best to explain to him. But there's such a little distinction in the Oya Na Tari Sha Shen Oya Na Tari Shen.
The Shen and Shen
was so little difference between heart and picture that I thought it best for me to make a hasty retreat. I went back and got my interpreter. Now, this is not the same one that I had. I had a different interpreter down in Phung Phu. friends. He went down there and told them. But I, at that time, I didn't want to want a picture of the place. So I let it go.
Did you ever see, were they still using the cages when you were there? You know, they put the prisoner neck up to here and then take the rocks away from beneath his foot inside the cage, that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
this would be in the Yon Men.
Some places I never saw.
Now,
there's a jail in Shanghai, but it's the Wall Street jail in Shanghai where they put us. So many prisoners. They caught so many of the prisoners in Shanghai and in the British concession, the French concession, and the Japanese concession. And they just moved up that jail.
I guess they
kept them in cages, but I never went inside to see them.
You put all that together, though. The torture, the bribery, it must have made you very nervous. In West, you know, people from America and the West, must have made you very nervous as foreigners to be in China in the late 20s when they're talking about getting rid of extraterritoriality and the like, huh?
Yeah, that's, that is true. On the other hand, so many of us had friends among the Chinese. We had lived and set ourselves as examples of good citizenship for not only for ourselves, but for the Chinese worked for us and with us. We were not anxious for any bad reports whatsoever to even find its way to even our very smallest consular offices in the Orient. Most of the foreigners out there were we wanted to set examples, I think, more or less than anybody else. And unfortunately, I guess at that time was out there, is the business people and the missionaries. The missionaries and the business people did not associate, but very little together. The missionaries, I think, felt like that they would associate with the business people, that they would be accused of drinking, gambling, races. So, we business people out there, we gambled on races. We gambled at our clubs, bridge and poker. And we even used, our clubs as racetracks for people could gamble on the races right there through our club, that is, members of the club. So, the missionaries, and they didn't think much, I know, they told me so. The missionaries told me I want to spend the night with a missionary, Lutheran missionary, up there in Honan province. There was no place to stay out there. British American back had come there, a beautiful plant there. It's all destroyed by fire. And the soldiers had taken over Nan Yang's plant. So I asked them if I could stay there. I had an interpreter with me who
was educated to one of our colleges over here in America, and really high respected Chinese. But you know those missionaries wouldn't take us in. Yeah, this old fellow said, I said, well, I was always giving a little money to churches for missionaries and so forth. And he said, we don't approve of tobacco. They're growing a lot of tobacco around here that they should be growing other things, like soybeans. Said, I'll ask my wife and see what she says. And he came back over that thing 3 times. So he didn't prove the tobacco, but he'd ask his wife and see what she said. He came back over it again, and then the 3rd time he came over it. I said, I'll tell you. I said, you tell your wife just not say anything. Because I couldn't accept your hospitality here if you offered it. So I left. Yeah, it's funny turns. How people think.
You didn't have. There weren't very close relations then between you know, you business people and the missionaries. It was, you know, 2 different worlds. Well, the missionaries were in the interior, aren't they? I mean, they got.
No, well, they were interior, and then they were in the big cities there. I met some very fine, nice missionaries up in Sin An Fu. Now the doctor side of the missionaries.
Yeah.
Now that side of it, of course, they were very fine people, and we liked them very much. We did everything we could get along, but you had narrow-minded missionaries that you know, religious fanatics.
What do the Chinese think about that type of missionary?
Chinese do. They just say he's talking his God. What can we get out of? You know, as a preacher, Presbyterian preacher out down in Fayetteville, Tennessee, asked me that same question. Asked me what they. Missionary, I mean, what the Chinese thought of the missionaries out there. And I told them that, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the same answer that some of the missionaries have given. And that is a hope to have better success with their second generation Christians. Well, this preacher, Philip Clark, he went to the first church in Nashville, from down at Fayetteville. He got up in the pulpit, and I was at church, and he lambasted me. I mean, he put it on. He said, who is this labor? That would answer such a question. I say unto you, that if all of our missionaries out there save even just one soul, it's well worth our undertaking. No such foolishness as that. But he lambasted me. And then when he got ready to leave the church, had a wide steps, all marble steps, all the way across the front there. And when I started at the church, as a Presbyterian do, you know, they go out, you know, one side of the step and go from one side to the other and try to catch everybody coming out. He saw me coming, he got over on that other side. I waited. He wouldn't come back. So I went over to the other side, and then he started back, and I came in and I got him. And I told him, I said, I answered your question just as truthful as I knew how. I said, for you to get up and lambast me before my friends, I think my little. I said, I won't come back. I won't be back to you anymore. Next time I heard that fellow, he'd been promoted or called to the Faith Church in Nashville. Oh, the phraseology. In the country now. I don't see why the Chinese didn't kill them.
Yeah,
didn't gang up on them.
Well, they beat the French and they beat everybody else. Like, it's just in their blood to beat the Chinese too, you know?
That's the way they are.
Busy and so much on my mind, I didn't give it the thought that I should have. In other words, he gave me that section in that pong booth up north, across the Yangtze River south. And they asked me what was wrong with the picture. I said, the most perfect picture I ever saw, except I think there's some tunnels in this. Well, the tunnels I read. That's what I'm thinking. The south of the river between Nanking and Shanghai.
Yeah.
A few little tunnels in there.
Yeah.
And then north of Jinanfu, between Jinan and Tencent.
Yeah.
There were
some
tunnels in there.
Anhui area is pretty flat though, isn't it? The whole northern part of Anhui proper.
Well, yes, it's kind of flat, but it's hilly in there around. Different places it's hilly there. I don't know on where very well, except as a railroad goes through it. Now, I have hunted pheasants down there around Mingguan, Sanjie. And Mingguan is flat, Sanjie is hilly. And then the northern part of
and the western part of
on the way province, it's hilly.
Yeah. Well,